USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Pentagon is investigating after a deadly weekend for the U.S. Marines. Two crashes on opposite ends of the earth left at least four dead. During a training exercise in Australia Sunday, an Osprey aircraft with 23 on board crashed, killing three and injuring several others. Late last week, F-18 Hornet pilot Major Andrew Mettler died in a crash that happened in the Scripps Ranch area of San Diego, California, near Marine Corps Air Station Miramar. Chinese stocks are rallying after Beijing moves to boost the market. Stocks in mainland China soared after the government cut a tax on trading and said it will take more steps to revive its sagging capital markets. Alabama may become the first state to execute a prisoner by making him breathe pure nitrogen, a death penalty method that is authorized in three states. The office of the Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall asked the state Supreme Court in a court filing to set an execution date for 58-year-old death row inmate Kenneth Eugene Smith. The filing revealed Alabama intends to put him to death by nitrogen hypoxia. Smith was one of two men convicted in the 1988 murders for hire killing of a preacher's wife. The other man convicted in the killing was executed 13 years ago. Presidential candidate Donald Trump's campaign says a ton of money is pouring in from his mugshot merchandising. Laura Winters explains.
It's been a cash cow. The Trump campaign says it's raised more than $7 million since the former president's mugshot released by the Fulton County Jail in Atlanta, Georgia. The mugshot put on mugs, T-shirts, and bumper stickers that are selling in big numbers on the Trump 2024 campaign website.
Simone Biles now holds a record for the most titles won by an American gymnast with her victory yesterday in San Jose, California. USA News.
This cardboard order, is it up to date?
Camila's recyclable coffee cup factory can no longer be considered a grande.
Redesign, it's at the printer.
She needs more designers to jump the business to a triple shot.
Client wants to see several more design options. The logo's gotta be bigger.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
A start date for presidential candidate Donald Trump's trial in Georgia is scheduled for today.
Judge Tanya Chutkan is expected to decide on a start date for the D.C.-based trial. Trump's lawyers sought a 2026 date, while special counsel Jack Smith requested January 2024. In Georgia today, a judge will hear a motion to move former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows' case to federal court. Experts say witnesses and arguments are likely to act as a mini-trial for D.A. Fani Willis' racketeering case against Trump and his 18 co-defendants. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is praising the Biden administration, but is also quick to point out more needs to be done. The independent senator said corporate greed is the reason 60% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, and Democrats need to have the guts to take on the large corporations. Not all GOP presidential hopefuls like Trump.
GOP presidential hopeful Chris Christie says a Donald Trump nomination means just one thing.
What it'll mean for folks across the country is four more years of Joe Biden. And for Republican primary voters, they have to think about what that'll mean. Potentially a packed Supreme Court. Potentially the elimination of the filibuster.
Speaking on ABC's This Week, the former New Jersey governor said he was amazed that six of the eight candidates at Wednesday's Republican debate said they would support Trump if he's the party's nominee, even if he's convicted. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from SC Johnson, a family company.